Public session number 23208, Reel 3.
Gordon Smith, Reel 3. So, when you were trying to slow down the Chinese advance, were you inflicting many casualties on the Chinese?
Yeah, quite a lot. Because we only used to sort of get them now and again. They didn't seem to pursue us as like what they done the Americans or the Koreans. Because they knew we would stand up and fight.
Did you get wounded at all yourself?
No, only that time on Hill 282 when I had that bit of shrapnel or casing punctured my neck. And that was the only time.
What did you think of the Chinese enemy?
They were good fighters. I didn't think they didn't like them, like, but you got the hand to them. They were good fighters.
Any incidents that happened to you?
No, not really. No.
Can you say more about your job as a
company runner,
please?
Yeah, I'd take all the information that come from battalion headquarters into the company headquarters to take that out to the different commanders of the platoons and any information from them back to the company headquarters, how their positions were and anything like that.
What were you taking, a note in an envelope or something?
No, all word of mouth. Yeah, all word of mouth. I was an important man, actually, but for the company. Yeah.
So you had to have a reliable memory.
Oh yeah, I had then. I'm not so reliable now, but.
Would you ever make mistakes?
No. Oh, you didn't make a mistake. My old sergeant major, he would have had me shot if I'd made a mistake.
What was his name?
Sergeant Major Collett. He was a good sergeant major.
In what way?
Well, he was strict but fair. Very strict but fair.
Where did he come from?
He come from Bury St Edmunds. I think it is. He still lives there. I saw him 2 years ago. I met him up at Stirling Castle when I went up there on the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the Korean War. The girls have a reunion at the castle. I went up there and he was there.
What's the next thing you remember?
Well, next thing I remember is gradually moving right back down again and across the Han River back to south of Seoul near Suwon. And that was us finished then. We went into reserve and got ready to sail back to Hong Kong when they sailed from Incheon on the USS Montrose. And still remember coming out of Incheon Harbour, HMS Belfast was there, and the medical officer on the Belfast was up on the bows playing the bagpipes. So that was us finished.
How did you feel about leaving Korea?
Great. I felt absolutely great. When they, like, you'd so near 9 months, solid slogging, no rest, no baths, no toothpaste to clean your teeth, nothing. That's how bad it was.
So what condition were you in by the time you left?
I was still in good condition, but it's just, you felt as though you could do with a good rest and a good clean and just get back to normal. But as I say, I was thankful that I got out alive. When you think down in the cemetery at Pusan, there's 18 and 19 year olds snuffed it. Their lives are gone.
But, carry on.
But that's the way things go in wars, isn't it? Just unfortunate. Some are lucky, some are not. And I consider myself one of the lucky ones.
Did you suffer from vermin when you were in Korea?
No. The people say about rats in Korea, I can honestly say I never ever saw a rat all the time I was in Korea.
What about things like fleas and lice?
No, never had fleas or lice. The difference between us and the other brigade, the 29th Brigade, we was on the move all the time, where they were in the static positions a lot of the time. We were on the move because we travelled like from Pusan right up to within 20 miles of the Manchurian border, back down again, back up again, back down again. Never in one place for any length. The longest I think I was in one place was at Ujeonbu on Christmas and New Year 1950-51. I think it was there about a fortnight. And that was the longest we was stuck in one place.
So did you have to do some more national service after you left Korea?
Yeah, I went back to Hong Kong and I think it was May, we went back to Hong Kong and left there in August 51.
How do you feel now about having served in Korea?
Well, I feel that it was a very good experience. An experience that you don't really want, but it really makes a man of you, I think. Well, as I say, the army as a whole makes a man of you, but you've got that extra experience, which you didn't want, but you'd go through with it and grin and bear it. And as I say, I done that and lucky to be here to talk about it.
How do you feel about having done national service?
Well, that was another thing. I didn't want to go in and do national service, but everybody else was doing it, so I had to do it, and I was quite happy about it. I quite enjoyed the experience.
Did you ever revisit Korea after you'd left in 1951?
Yeah, I went back in September 1985 on a revisit.
Who organised that?
That was organised by the Korean veterans, and partly in this country and partly by the Korean veterans in Seoul, in South Korea. They sponsor it pay so much towards it for the aircraft and your hotel accommodation, and it keeps the cost down.
Were you guests of the South Korean government?
No, we was guests of the South Korean Veterans Association. But I think a lot of the sponsorship is done by the government.
So what was your experience in 85 when you went there?
Oh, it was absolutely magnificent. I just could not believe that a country had progressed so much. When I was in Seoul in 1950-51, it was in absolute ruins. And when I went back there, the amount of brand new hotels and the bridges across the river and the cleanliness of the place is out of this world. And the people were so friendly and couldn't do enough for you when they found out you was Korean veterans.
Where did you travel about to?
We travelled right to the big Korean cemetery at Seoul, and we laid a wreath there. We went up to Panmunjom, the armistice village, and had a walk round there and see where the armistice negotiations were signed. And we went to a camp, the American camp on a demilitarized zone, and had a lunch there laid on by the, I think it was the 7th Cavalry. And then we went back to Seoul, and we had a brilliant night's entertainment at the little Mermaid Theatre, I think it was called, in Seoul, where they took us there and gave us a lovely night's entertainment and a meal. And another night we went to the military attaches place, residence, and had another meal, and was presented with the Koreans' peace medal, which was pinned on you, and had a real good night's entertainment. And then we moved from there, from Seoul, down to Cheongju, and the hotel there, and stayed for 3 nights. Again, we had brilliant entertainment and food, and we was taken out and visited some of the old pagodas and the Buddhist temples, and we were shown around the big steelworks at Pongho, I think it's called, forget offhand, I think it was Pongho, where they build a ship in 6 weeks, and had a lovely time. And we went to a steel mill there where you don't see hardly, you see about 3 workers, one pressing a button and another 2 turning steel round, and it's all comes out all flat, and you see 3 workers doing it. And then unfortunately we saw where a lot of dogs being away, taken away to be slaughtered, which they eat, which I don't agree with, but each country to its own. And then we moved from there down to Busan, went to the United Nations cemetery there, and when we got there, every grave had a little Korean boy or girl laying a flower on every grave. We also had a service in the chapel at this cemetery, and another meal and everything was laid on for us, and treated us ever so well. Then we moved back to Seoul into another hotel, I forget the name of it. I think it was I can't remember. And was treated well there again, and was taken out on visits to different places, and each time we went out with those six coachloads of us, each time we went out with the police escort, and we never stopped at any traffic lights or anything. It went straight through until we got to our destination, and then that was the only time we stopped. And as I say, they took us to their folk village, which was absolutely beautiful, and all the different dances and different things they do there. Another thing that amazed me was when I was out there in 50-51, all the houses had straw roofs or tin. Now every house has got tall roofs. So after that, I think we went to Incheon to meet the American veterans there at the big memorial, the Incheon Memorial. And that was our last trip. It was thoroughly enjoyable. The only one drawback was on the way out, when I got to Kimpo Airport, I had to come off the plane with one shoe on and one shoe off, because I couldn't get my left shoe back on.
Why?
My foot was all swollen up. But I took my shoe off on the plane and on the way out, because it was getting tight, and then when I got to Kimpo, I couldn't get it back on.
Did you ever come across any hostility in South Korea?
None at all. No, everybody was so blooming wonderful. Another thing that amazed me was we was down in Seoul at the Itaewon Market, and once a month they have an air raid siren alarm, and everybody has to get off the street. It don't matter where you go, into people's houses or shops, you must get off the street, or else the police will pick you up.
Is this because of tension with North Korea?
Yeah. I don't know if they still do it. That was in 1985, that was. But we was down there. There was me and two lads from Oxford. We was down in the Itaewon Market, and the alarm went, and they dragged us off the street. One of the shops.
Would you have liked to have seen North Korea?
Yeah, I would like to see North Korea, but I don't think there'd be very much to see there, because it's such a poor country compared to the South, because they haven't got nothing to really show you like what the South has, the way they've built theirs up. I wouldn't mind going back again if I could afford it, but I'm afraid it's a bit expensive now. But everybody that goes seems to really enjoy it.